Ode to Arnie. The call display said it was my dad phoning, just after 9:30 Sunday night. A bit late for him to be calling. Possibly bad news of some kind, I thought. Sorry, that's something of a Wells trait, the instant jump to negative possibilities, despite ample evidence to the contrary that usually the news is not bad. Arnold Palmer died, he told me. So it was bad, or at least sad, news. Or was it? Surely not, on most levels. Arnie was an 87-year-old man, a golfing legend beloved around the world, who never seemed to fall out of his prime, who was nicknamed the King but who had the common touch, who lived a long, charmed, impossibly rich and famous life. Last year, he was still among the top earners in the sport, even though he hasn't played in a golf tournament in a decade. While Palmer's record is impressive, he is not, however, considered golf's greatest player. That honor belongs to Jack Nicklaus, or perhaps Tiger Woods, or even a legend like Ben Hogan or Bobby Jones. But Palmer was instrumental in popularizing golf in the television age, bringing it to the masses with his swashbuckling style that endeared him equally to women and men. The word icon is overused these days, but that's what he was. I heard it in my dad's voice, and I felt it too, sadness, even as I assumed an upbeat tone and instinctively shifted to the positive, reminding my dad what a terrific life Arnie had enjoyed. Dad used to tell me when I was growing up and feeling down about something, don't feel bad. Now I was trying to do the same thing for him. We knew it had been coming, after all. We agreed. Arnie's health had been in decline. He had looked frail when he made his annual appearance at the Masters in the spring. Later that night, I watched tributes being paid on the Golf Channel, a channel Palmer had founded years ago, a seemingly wonky idea at the time that was later revealed as genius. I had Monday morning off and watched more of the same, men and women, old and young, offering testimonials to the man's graciousness. If his death was not really a surprise and he had lived life to the fullest, why was there a tear in my eye, I wondered. What was it? I don't shed tears for the passing of the famous. My daughter asked me, would I get emotional if, say, Mick Jagger died, given my enthusiasm for the Rolling Stones? No, I said. Mick had a heck of a run. I imagine I'd feel some nostalgia, but not sorrow. And in any event, Jagger's prime was in the 60s and 70s when I was still a kid. He was not a contemporary. But then neither was Arnold Palmer, who won his last major championship 3 years before I was born. Today, several days after his death, I still feel a pang in the heart over it. I'm not clever enough to account for it all, but I think part of the answer is my dad, and golf, and life. My dad gave me my love for the game, and also for Arnie. Arnold Palmer was his favorite golfer, and so he became mine before I even knew much about him. Jack Nicklaus eclipsed Palmer as a champion, but Arnold was always the one. I saw the highlights from long ago, Arnie charging to victory or flaming out in defeat, going for broke, flinging his hat, hitching his pants, slashing at the ball with his out-of-his-shoes swing. My dad is 78 now, and still on occasion shoots lower than his age on the golf course, which any golfer will tell you is quite a feat. I have my moments on the course, but he's a better golfer than I have ever been, or ever will be. He never found his niche in his working life, but long ago he found it on the golf course, and it's a love that continues to give back to him. I can't conceive of a day when he won't be on the course, but that day will come, just as it did for Arnie, whose death is a reminder that the mightiest are not forever, even if their impact may well be. Golf arrives, at least in these northern climes, with budding optimism each spring. It blooms in a summer that seems never-ending, then exits all too fast with regret in the late fall. Maybe if you're lucky, you visit it in a dreamlike state on vacation down south. That's what my dad did many years ago when he met Arnold Palmer. That moment is captured in a picture on my parents' wall. Arnie, standing with my dad, at Palmer's home Bay Hill golf course in Orlando. Arnie agreed to pose for the picture, like he did with most anyone, and later autographed it. It was March break, and so my dad has the pale skin of a Canadian on vacation. Arnie, in his blue pants and bright green shirt, looks tanned and fit with the big forearms and hands. I have seen that photo countless times. When I was a kid, flaked out on the sofa, as a teenager, and later when visiting as an adult, and now my own kids know the picture well. My dad in that photo is in his late 30s, maybe just over 40. In any case, he is younger than I am now. I thought about that photo, Arnie and Dad, and it occurred to me, and I suppose not for the first time, my favorite pro golfer was Arnold Palmer. My favorite golfer of all time, though, is the slightly nervous-looking pale guy standing next to him. As I sat watching those Golf Channel tributes, a steady rain fell outside and it was cool, not nice golf weather. On a whim, I decided there was only one thing to do. I layered up and headed to the golf course and played 9 holes in the rain. The greens were so wet the ball was skidding to a halt by the end. There was not one other soul out there. I made the right call. It's all you can do, really. Play when you can. I'm John Wells.